Well, these are little ones. What I was kind of thinking of is ones that are just very, very tiny. And they come out most often in the spring.
Only ones I can think of are little tadpoles, and they grow into frogs and bullfrogs, such as that.
Right. Are you familiar with spring frogs? Or peepers? Or
tree frogs.
Tree frogs, okay, yes. Right, okay, that's kind of what I was driving at, my...
Yeah, tree frogs, as you call it.
Right, and they would come out
in the holler, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, in early spring, and you always used to look forward to hearing them because you knew that spring was coming. All right, what about those great big brown things that live in your garden? And they hop, and they were often blamed for giving you warts.
Them's toad frogs.
Right. Okay. Now, not being a fisherman, but if you did go fishing, what might you put on the end of your hook?
Baits, worms.
Any special type of worm?
Well, we just call them, let's see what's... Yeah, they got a name, but I can't recall right now.
Okay, if they were real big and lively, what might they be? Or if they were in a garden, what might they be? Okay. What's a hard-shelled...
You talking about tarpon or turtle?
Okay. Any that live in water?
Well, turtle lives in water most. The tarpon, then you can eat turtles.
Okay.
And tarpon's just a hard shell, just travel around. I ain't never know them good for anything.
All right. What, any other type that lives on dry land?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Did you ever eat anything that lived in water? It's got claws on it. If you turn over a rock, it may swim backwards out from under the rock.
Unless you're talking about a crawfish.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Okay.
Crawfish.
Crawfish, right. Okay. Did you ever eat... Okay, we talked about oysters. Any other type of seafood, especially the type that has a long tail, a long thin tail, and it kind of curls around, and you drag along the bottom of the oceans. For them.
Let's call them snails.
Well, I wasn't looking for snails in this case. I was looking for, there's...
Shrimp.
Yeah, shrimp. Okay. Now, if you left the light on and the door open, what might come in to visit your light?
Camouflage.
Okay. What might get into your woolen clothes and eat holes in them?
Moths.
Okay. Now, what do you call those little things that fly around outside at night with a lighted tail?
Lightning bug.
Okay. What do you call an insect with a long, thin body and it has two pairs of bright, shiny wings and it kind of hovers over the water?
Well, there's a hummingbird, and there's a July fly, butterfly.
All right, this is an insect. A long, thin body, and some people say that there are silent snakes are nearby.
Oh, snake doctors.
Okay. Now, you're talking about out here in your fig bush, and you said there were yellow jackets out there. Are there any other type of stinging?
Oh, honeybees, mostly.
Okay, anything that might be even... more painful than a honeybee if it stung you.
Oh, you find a few wasps.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
No, that's about it out there.
Okay. Well, is there any other type of insect that builds paper, a big paper nest?